We are talking movies with our mate Woz. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys.
Woz, this week we're talking about a movie that has fans and critics divided, but it's certainly not putting people off from seeing it with the biopic about Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, smashing the box office over the weekend. But is it worth it? Is it any good?
Yeah, Lockie, it's a great film. And what's so good about it is it's critic-proof, because it seems that most of the negativity that have come from the critics is to do with the historical inaccuracies in the film. But who really cares? I mean, the film gets way more stuff right than it gets wrong. And the fact that it sat at number one since it was released, so for two weekends now it's been at number one, it shows that audiences really don't listen to the critics. I enjoyed it. My 12-year-old enjoyed it. In fact, everyone I've spoken to has really enjoyed the film.
Woz, they're saying that the film is more drama than documentary.
It's not a documentary, even though you really do get lost in the performances by the actors. I mean, Rami Malek, he's soared into the best actor race, as far as I'm concerned, for the Oscars with his portrayal of Freddie Mercury. But the supporting cast is just outstanding. The British actor, Gwilym Lee, who plays guitar genius Brian May, his portrayal's uncanny. I had to keep reminding myself during the movie that these are just actors playing those legendary band members. So it is easy to think of it as a documentary, but it's definitely a drama.
So very well played by the actors. And I guess the other strength would have to be, particularly if you love Queen, the soundtrack.
Absolutely. So many great songs crammed into the movie. It's an incredible lineup. And the best thing about this movie, as far as I'm concerned, is it's going to introduce a whole new generation to the amazing music that Queen's released over the years. So that in itself is a great thing. And there's a really good scene that breaks down how they actually produce their song Bohemian Rhapsody. It's very cleverly edited. And look out for a great cameo from Mike Myers too. He's has not hidden the fact that he loves Queen, and he plays a brilliant role in the film.
Yeah, it was very funny watching an interview with Mike Myers recently and him explaining how the whole thing came about.
I got a call. Do you want to be in a movie called Bohemian Rhapsody? You play the EMI executive that turns to Queen and say, you can't have Bohemian Rhapsody on your album. And I was like, yeah. And they go, do you want to read the script? I'm like, no, not really. I'm in. You know, just tell me when and what to wear. So, you know.
Yeah, well, we all know Mike Myers from Wayne's World fame, do you remember that scene at the start of Wayne's World where they're all bopping away to Bohemian Rhapsody in the car? Do you remember that scene?
Yep.
I think we'll go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call.
Galileo.
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 Galileo Figaro.
Yeah, well, in this movie, he plays a producer who famously told Queen that they'll never get radio play with Bohemian Rhapsody. A guy called Ray Foster, he basically is known as the guy who lost Queen. And he told them after hearing Bohemian Rhapsody, that'll never get played on the radio. He said, what we really need is a song that teenagers can bang their heads to in a car, and Bohemian Rhapsody isn't that song. So it's very ironic.
Yeah, some great lessons for people there about the road to success, mate. We've got some more movie stuff to chat about that is coming up this week, as well as our weekly box office wrap, if you can stick around.
Absolutely.
And Bohemian Rhapsody came on, and my brother pulled over, and then from that moment on, each of us had a Galileo, you know?
Oh,
if
sure.
You took somebody's Galileo, 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 you got beat up, you know, basically. And then I had a chance to be, you know, write and be in a movie, Wayne's World, you know? And I was like, oh my God, I would love that to be the song.
Talking movies, we just had a chat about the brand new Queen movie, mate. You would definitely recommend it?
Even if you're not just a Queen fan, even if you remotely love or like their music, it's definitely a great watch. Get along and see it, because everyone I've spoken to loved it.
And Woz, also earlier in this week, we touched on it with you at the time, but Stan Lee passing, what a monumental figure he was in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that is just making billions now.
Yes, there's been so many great spots over the last couple of days listening to Stan Lee talking about his career and his life. And yeah, think of all those characters that we wouldn't have, like Spider-Man or the Hulk, Iron Man, so many great characters that he, you know, literally just dreamt up and wrote down on the page of comic books. So he'll be terribly missed.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see some cameos from him that he's already filmed as well in the future, I'm predicting. Mate, let's move on to our weekly box office wrap. What do we got?
Sure, Lockie. At number five is the spooky kids flick Goosebumps 2. The other spooky flick aimed at the bigger kids. This is Halloween. It's new and at number four. At number three is the action thriller The Girl in the Spiderweb. A Star is Born is sitting at number two. And our movie pick of the week, of course, it's Bohemian Rhapsody. It's in the number one spot again for the second week in a row.
I'm absolutely frothing about a release this week of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. But what else is new?
Yes, that is new. That's out today. And next week, there's another fantasy film that hits our screens. It's The Nutcracker. And I'm almost certain that's not a movie about clumsy cyclists.
All right, Woz, thank you very much for joining us, mate. We will catch up with you very soon.
No worries, boys.
Want more Mac and Lockie? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.